Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, which means you're a member of the Entree Architect community. Join us on Facebook today at the Entree Architect Community private Facebook group. It's the most interactive, most supportive, most encouraging, the most positive place on the internet for small firms. Come join us. It's free at entrearchitect.com/group. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 234, and this is going to be a different episode. This week, I'm going solo, and I'm sharing my progress on designing and building a new house for my family. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, ARCAP, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and much more at arcat.com. FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work that you love. And Gusto. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy to get things right. So let's get into this. This is an update on my building a house for my own family. Back in January, episode 201, you can go to entrearchitect.com/episode201 and hear all about the introduction and the background on why we're moving from New York to North Carolina, taking my family, Anne-Marie, my wife, and my partner at Five Cat Studio. We're designing and building a new house in North Carolina, in Marvin, North Carolina. It's about 45 minutes south of Charlotte. You could hear all the reasons why we're moving, all the decisions we went through in episode 201, entrearchitect.com/episode201. You could hear like the first part of this. My plan here is to give you a periodic update. Whenever there's something to share, I'm going to come on the podcast and share what we're doing and how we're doing it, so we can sort of talk about designing a house for our family. It's something that we've always wanted to do. This is not the house that we've always dreamed of designing. Lots of parameters have restricted us. I'm going to get into that a little bit on what we can design and how we can design it and where we can design it. And so someday we'll design a dream home for ourselves, but this is not going to be that home. But it will be a new house that we design and we build for our family. And so we're in the process right now of design still. If you have listened to episode 201, you'll know that we've gone through three versions already. And we're moving because, you know, we want to get closer to our family, and my brothers are down in North Carolina. Anne Marie's brothers are in North Carolina. They've been trying to pull us down there for 20 years or so. Last October, almost a year now, Anne Marie's parents, who are a significant part of our family and raising our children through the years, have been a significant part of our day-to-day, week-to-week life here in New York, moved to South Carolina, right over the border, so about 20 minutes from the area that we're looking at and from the area where our brothers are. And so finally we made that decision. Finally, we pulled the trigger and we bought a piece of property and started the process of designing and building a home for our families. And so it was a big, grueling, difficult decision to make. And now we're in that process of designing and trying to get this thing built. And it's a whole other grueling experience that we're going through here. The short version is that the property that we bought, it's 1.2 acres in the Marvin Ridge School District, which is just south, about 45 minutes south of Charlotte, North Carolina. The property is actually it's in the town of Weddington. It's in the postal district of Waxhaw, and it is in the Marvin School District. Marvin School District is where we wanted to be. And so this is the property that we found. What's interesting about Charlotte and probably many, many metro areas of cities throughout the country, it's being developed by massive mega developers, right? So when you have an area with lots of development, 99% of it is being built by massive developers. There's very little on the market for single family homes that are not built by developers. So you're very limited to what you can find. It's either very, very outdated, or it's old, or a lot of those developments just, you know, they're being replaced by these larger developments. And so it's very difficult. We went through years of looking for a piece of property. We finally found this piece of property in a development that was built in the 1980s, which is part of the issue that we're having here. 1.2 acres. It's the final piece of property that's available in this neighborhood. And it's clear why it wasn't sold. It's about a 20-foot slope from one side to the other. So it goes side to side, slopes down, which we love. It slopes down to a little stream. It's a beautiful piece of property. We love it. It's full of trees. But a developer who wants to come in and build a house, wants a nice flat piece of property, doesn't want to deal with this big slope and the stream. But two architects looking for a piece of property, this was a fantastic piece of property. And it's still a great piece of property. And we love the slope because now we could design a home that sort of is multi-level. Garage can be built into the side of the house and into the hill. It's perfect for us. This piece of property is perfect for us. But the issues that we're having, because we have designed three homes now, we're on our third revision of our third design, and it's all about budget, 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 budget. This is a piece of property that's in this development of, I don't know, maybe 80 homes or so that was built in the 1980s. The homes that are there range from $400,000 to $500,000 to purchase. And so you're restricted by what you can build there. You can't build something that can't be sold within that range. If you're going to build something, maybe a little bit more if you want to. Our plan is to not be there forever. So if this was a forever home, this would be a very different situation for us. But our plan is to be there until Charlotte, our youngest, who is going into the sixth grade, I think. You lose track of them over time. But she's going into the sixth grade. And so she has some time before she graduates from high school. And so this is a home that we're going to design and build and live in until Charlotte graduates high school. And then we will sell this piece of property with this home on it and go build a new home that we do love and that we, you know, it'll be our dream home. It'll be a much more modern home. The houses that we're designing for this piece of property, you know, the two restrictions we have is budget, because it has to be within the comparables of what we're designing within this neighborhood. And it needs to be semi-compatible with the design of the homes that are being that are built in the neighborhood, which are nice homes. You know, they're mostly brick colonials and ranches. They're restricted in size and restricted in cost, and so we're restricted by those comparables as well. And so that's the issue that we're running into, is that we've designed these homes. Each design that we've designed to this point, and we're on our third design, third major revisions of the third design. We have specifics of what we need to live in it. We'd like to have four bedrooms, so a master and three bedrooms. We have three kids. We'd like them to each have their own bedroom. Anne Marie and I both work from home. We are partners in an architecture studio, as well as my running of Entree Architect. So we want to have home studios. And so essentially you're building six bedrooms, if you want to call them that. And so that's our issue, is that we're in a neighborhood of probably three bedroom homes. Maybe some of them have four bedrooms, but essentially with the two studios, we're designing a six bedroom home. And that adds lots of square footage, which adds lots of cost to the home. And we want the design to be something special and unique. And so it's not just a plain cookie cutter home. It's a nice cottage style home with a front porch and brackets and, you know, some design and some details. And we're not going to design something unless we're forced to not be, you know, a home that we love and are proud of the design that we are going to build. And so that's the situation we're in right now, is that we've designed it three times, we've revised it three times, and we took that third revision of the third house, we fully developed it into a set of biddable construction drawings, and had a general contractor that we vetted and really loved to work with. I had them do a full estimate on it, full quote on the project. And unfortunately, it's come back probably close to double what the comparables are. And so we're talking about close to, with site work and the house, we're talking about a $900,000 budget, which is not going to happen at $900,000 in a neighborhood full of $400,000 homes. We can't do that. We can't possibly build something like that and then try to sell that home in 8 years or so and try to get some of that money back. It's just not responsible to do that. And so now we're in that position of what do we do? What do we do now? We've had this full I've done a full set of construction drawings, had it estimated, came back way higher than we wanted it to. We had preliminary estimates earlier, which came back in a similar range, but we significantly reduced it, redesigned it, revised it multiple times to bring the cost down. And then when it was fully estimated, it wasn't much less than the estimates. So very disappointed, very frustrated, and we don't really know where we are at this point. We don't really know what to do or where we're going to do. We're sort of back at the beginning again. You know, the estimate's too much. We're back to the beginning. Do we design it for a fourth, redesign it for a fourth time? Do we spend more than the comparables and just go for it? I'm not really sure. And that's the update. The update is that we have revised it multiple times. We were expected to be in construction at this point. This has been 6 or 7 months now since we purchased the property. We want to be in the new home by next summer. Our plan is to allow James, our oldest, to graduate here in New York as a senior and go into college next year. And our two younger ones will move to Charlotte or next year, next summer, and start school in 2019, the summer, you know, school in North Carolina. So that's the goal, which is about 1 year from now. So school is just about to start here in New York. In North Carolina, it has already started as of this recording. And so we are currently behind schedule. We have 1 year to design it, estimate it, and build it. and have it ready for us to move in by next summer. So very frustrated, and just wanted to give you an update on where we are. I have I receive requests very often to inquiring where we are. You know, everybody, you know, this community here at Entree Architect is very close. We're very tight. This is a big family here. And so I get requests all the time asking me, you know, what's the story? What's happening with the house? How's the house going? Is it under construction? And so I wanted to drop by here in the podcast and just give you an update. It's not under construction. We're in the process of, I don't even know where we are, truthfully. I don't know whether we're going to redesign a fourth scheme or revise this scheme again or spend more and just go for it. I don't know. Hey, let's take a quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect. We can't be doing this without them. So let's say thank you to Arcat, FreshBooks, and Gusto. Summer is for being outdoors and going on vacation, right? Not spending extra hours in the office. Well, luckily, our friends at Arcat can help. No matter where you are, maybe on a sandy beach or in a vacation home, or maybe you're working from home on your staycation, well, Arcat has a great tool to help you stay connected with colleagues and clients. Arcat's free service, Charette, allows you to create projects, collaborate, assign tasks, share your thoughts, or simply create a portfolio to promote your firm for free. It's absolutely free. Just like everything at Arcat, it's free. Just go to entrearchitect.com/Arcat and click on the Charette button right up at the top of the page. That's entrearchitect.com/ARCAT. Arcat. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. And getting started with FreshBooks is ridiculously easy. Most people send their first invoice seconds after starting their free trial. The same goes for tracking time, managing expenses, collaborating with contractors, and viewing financial reports. Fast, easy, maybe even life-changing. And if you need help at any time, free award-winning customer service is just a phone call or an email away. And if you have ever had second thoughts, don't worry. On top of our free trial for Entree Architect listeners, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee so you don't ever have to worry about choosing FreshBooks. So give FreshBooks a try. It's free for 30 days. Just visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks and then let them know that we sent you by sharing Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access your free 30-day trial today. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, and old school payroll providers just aren't built for the way that we work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. No longer do you have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. And to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free. Once you run a first payroll, 3 months free. Just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto. That is entrearchitect.com/gusto, G-U-S-T-O, and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing today. Arcat, FreshBooks, and Gusto. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. We're going back down to North Carolina next week. So by the time you're listening to this, we'll probably be down there. And we're going down to tour some colleges for James, my oldest, and probably going to be doing a lot of thinking and making some major decisions while we are down there. We're going to visit the property again, maybe talk to some other contractors, maybe come up with some new ideas, talk to family. I don't really know. You know, maybe we find a different piece of property within the school district that we want, sell this. Who knows? I don't know. And that's the update, is that I don't really know where we're going from here. So stay tuned. I will give you an update when we make some big decisions on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. The time is running short. We need to get the shovels in the ground right now to meet our deadlines. And so this is right up against the deadline. So we need to make some decisions, make some moves, and start building if we're going to hit the deadline for next summer. So wish us luck. I will keep you posted. Follow me on Instagram, because that's where I'll share any sort of photos. Share me on my personal Instagram. We have two Instagrams. We have an Entree Architect Instagram at Entree Architect, and that's all business focused and Entree Architect focused. But I also have a personal Instagram. I'm going to be updating, and will continue to update my personal life on Mark R. LePage on Instagram. So follow me there, and I will be posting updates from North Carolina, and as the house does start in construction, we'll share it on the story and do some video and share it on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram at Mark R. LePage, and I'll give you all of the updates. And so that's it. That's where we are today. As we wrap up here, let me just remind you to share this episode with a friend. This is episode 234. And if you're new to this podcast, this is not the typical episode. So go check out last week's episode or the week before that, and you'll see what we typically do. What we typically do is we invite an expert to join me, somebody who shares their knowledge, shares their expertise in order for you to build a better business. And so it's an expert in marketing or sales, or it's an architect who's sharing their story. The idea here is to inspire you to build a better business. And so if you want to share this episode, this is episode 234, entrearchitect.com/episode234. We'll get you this link. So share it with your friends, and go check out some of the other episodes that we've recently done. Some really popular ones, especially Duo Dickinson. I'm not sure what episode that is, but recently in the last few weeks, Duo Dickinson's episode created a whole lot of buzz, talking about the future of architecture and artificial intelligence and how artificial intelligence is going to affect what we do and how we do it. Super interesting conversation. I'm going to probably do a follow-up on that episode with Duo, because that was a really interesting conversation, and I want to continue that conversation with Duo, because I think there's a lot to talk about, a lot to understand, and a lot to share with the future of architecture. So go check that out as well. Have you built a house? Have you built a house for your family as an architect? Have you designed it and built it and lived in it? Have you gone through what Anne Marie and my family are going through right now? I want to know your story. So go to the show notes for this episode, entrearchitect.com/episode234, or go to the Facebook group, the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, the most interactive, most supportive, most encouraging, most positive place on the internet for small firms. It's free over at Facebook. entrearchitect.com/group will get you there. You can request membership. You must be an architect or an architecture student. It is a fantastic place. It is where the family comes together. And so go join us over there. Very interactive. Post a question. You'll get 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 comments back. It is a place where we are all coming together to share our knowledge openly, transparently, and friendly and supportive. So go check it out, entrearchitect.com/group, and share your story. I'm going to post a question over there about building your own home. So share your story about designing and building a house for you and your family. I want to know what you've been through, and whether you've gone through what we're going through. And if you have any advice, I am open. I am open to advice. So I'm sharing what we've done, how we're doing it, and I would love for your feedback over at the Facebook group. So entrearchitect.com/group. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, share what you know. That's really all you need to know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short haul, frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.